Discover personally how the Word of God can affect a change in your life through the ministry of Bishop Dyke-Ewad Mills. Dyke-Ewad Mills is the founder of the Lighthouse Chapel International, a denomination with over 2,000 branches worldwide. He is a healing evangelist and the author of several best-selling books. He is also the pastor of the First Love Church, a campus ministry with over 200 branches. The First Love Church is a vibrant church with young, energetic people, full of first love for the Lord. Now listen to Dyke-Ewad Mills. That draws us to.
I don't wanna want to live and die for. understanding than all my teachers. For that testimony and my meditation, I understand more than the ancients, because I keep my precepts. How sweet are your words, it is sweeter than honey to my mouth. A lamp unto my feet. Thy word, O Lord, is a light unto my path. Through thy precepts I get understanding. Oh, oh, therefore I hate every false way. How sweet, how sweet, how sweet are your words, it is sweeter than honey to my mouth. Do you love the honey? I love it, I love it, I love it, I love it. souls every day.
Walk together with our Savior Jesus, hand in hand, He and I. Let's cherish every moment Jesus gives to us. The time is passing by. Oh, I often pray when I kneel down by my bedside. I ask the Lord to help me to obey His calling. If I could just please the Lord, I must cherish the when to help me to obey His calling. If I could just please the Lord, I must cherish the love of God. I must cherish the grace of God. Oh, cherish His mercy, cherish His blood, cherish the cross of Christ. I must cherish the chance I had. I must cherish the call of God. Oh, cherish the time I have to work. Cherish these times to pray. Believe your calling to do the will of God. Hand in hand, you and the Lord. Don't think that you can walk away from your original calling. Oh, your time is passing by. Yeah. So when you pray, when you kneel down by your bedside, why don't you ask the Lord to help you to obey His calling, so you could just please the Lord? You must cherish the love of God, yes. You must cherish the grace of God. Oh, cherish His mercy.
Amen. Amen. It's time for testimonies. Amen. How many of you are becoming wiser through the testimonies? This morning we have powerful testimonies. Help me welcome Dorothy Arthur to share her testimony with us. Please put your hands together as she comes on stage.
Hello, everyone. My name is Dorothy Arthur from Kaswa Center. My testimony is about how the Holy Communion healed my grandmother. About a month ago, that was on Wednesday, I was helping my grandma take her bath. Then all of a sudden, she collapsed. So I have to call an auntie we are staying with to come and help me, so that I can go for a taxi, so that we send her to the hospital. So immediately I went for the taxi. We took her to Tema General Hospital. Immediately we went there, she was rushed to the emergency ward. So when the doctor came, the doctor told us that because of her condition, she'll be staying there for a while. So I decided that on Sunday, I'll come to church and come for the communion. So when I came, Daddy prayed over the communion, and I decided to go and give it to her. So that was on Sunday. I went back to the hospital. So immediately I gave it to her. Like the next day, that was on Monday, the doctor came and said, my grandmother is healed, so she can go home. So I want us to believe in the Holy Communion because it really works. Just as it's worked for my grandma, it's going to work for everyone. God bless you, Daddy, for your prayer.
Thank you. Amen. Please encourage her. We have our final testimony. Help me welcome Ashley Ofori to share her testimony with us.
Hallelujah. My name is Ashley Ofori. I am a bus captain and also in OEB Center. My testimony is about how that this book, demons and how to deal with them, delivered the patient from suicidal thought and death. During my intra-semester practicum at Pantin Hospital, I met this patient who attempted suicide 4 times. Okay, so after my assessment with him, I just said, oh, is it about your girlfriend who has left you? That's why. I said, no, I don't have a girlfriend. I said, wow, then this one, demons are behind this thing. And he said, but you guys don't believe in demons. And I said, yes, I don't. But my pastor is a doctor, and he has written a book, Demons and How to Deal with Them. So I promised him that book. So the next day, I gave him the book. I came home, and I slept, and I had a dream. And I was comforted by a demon. I've never seen a demon, but I believe it was a demon. And he was warning me to stay out of his business. And where do I know this guy that want to help him? And I got up from him. I said, wow, so Daddy's book is very powerful, and I had no idea about it. So the following week, I did a follow-up on him, and I told him how, asked him whether he had read the book. He said, yes, I'll finish reading. I said, hey, how can you use just 1 week to read this book? And I encouraged him to read more and also to pray along with it. So 3 weeks after, the father called me and told me that the guy has been discharged home and he's doing well by the grace of God. I just want to say thank you, Daddy, for such a powerful book, and also encourage everybody to be reading Daddy's book. Thank you.
Amen. How many of you have been blessed by the testimonies? Ladies and gentlemen, give it up and let's welcome Ida.
Serve you for
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for my favorite part of the service. It is time for the Word of God. I believe God has a powerful word for us. If you're excited about that, make your loudest noise. Let's welcome our daddy, Bishop Dagelosne.
Father, thank you for this morning, this afternoon, this time. Bless everyone, Lord. Don't let us go away the same. Let your prophecies come true in our lives, Lord. Thank you for blessing us mightily with a mighty word of prophecy concerning our lives. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. Hallelujah. Now, this month of June, I want to share with you on how to make prophecies come true in your life. Amen. 2 Peter chapter 1. 2 Peter chapter 1. Verse 19. It says, we have also a more sure word of prophecy. Amen. Whereunto you do well that you take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. Amen. Knowing this, verse 20, that no prophecy of the scripture, no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. So the scripture is itself a prophecy. And he's saying that we have a more sure word of prophecy. So the scripture that you are hearing is a more sure prediction of anything than anybody can ever give, than I could ever give, or anyone who is a prophet or claims to be a prophet could ever give. This is more sure. We have a more sure word of prophecy. Whereunto you do well that you take heed. In other words, you will be clever or wise to listen carefully to this more sure word of prophecy. Now, why am I saying how you can make prophecies come true in your life? I'm saying this because the Bible is full of predictions and prophecies, so much so and so good, and so much so that you may even think that they are jokes, because they prophesy such great things about you. Do you understand? But the reality is that all of them are true. And they are so true that it's painful that they are so true sometimes. Perhaps one of the most painful truths that the Bible prophesies about is about death. And when you ever see somebody dying or dead, you see how true all the things are. So painfully true. One moment you are speaking, one moment you are nothing. And you are thrown away like a branch of a tree. So the Bible is very true, and the predictions of the Bible are very, very strong. So, the good ones, when I say good, they are all good, but the ones which have nice things are the ones that we all want to happen. So, my short message is how you can make prophecies for this month, how you can make prophecies come true in your life. How many want to know how you can make prophecies come true? All right. Turn with me to Genesis chapter 26. And I want to be very specific about prophecies that concern you. In Genesis 26, verse 12, Isaac sowed in that land. Now, you are also sowing in the land of Ghana. And received in the same year 100-fold. Now, I pray for you that when you go to work, whatever job you do, and whatever school you go to, and whatever your hand is into, you will get 100-fold return. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now, and it says, and the Lord blessed him. The Lord blessed him. And the man waxed great. The man whom God blessed. And went forward. And grew. Until he became very great. It's a verse you should learn. All right. And the man waxed great. Because you are going to grow great. Yeah. And then he grew. You are going to grow. Yeah. Until, you see, he became very great. For he had possessions of flocks and possessions of herds and great store of servants, and the Philistines envied him. Now listen. I prophesy. You are not into, you see, you don't have even where to put the goats. But you have where to put the cars. You will not have less than 3 cars. Receive it in the name of Jesus. He said he had possessions of flocks and possession of herds and great store of servants. Now, flocks, herds, servants. You see, those who serve you reveals something about you. Yeah. Because it takes something to have a servant or somebody who even works for you. Some people don't even have a good character that will let people work for you. Yes. But God is going to do it.
Amen.
May you be somebody who has all types of people
Amen.
Working for you.
Amen.
Now, you have to wait and listen carefully before you say amen. Because you may say amen to something that you don't want to say amen to. So listen carefully before you say amen. All right? Now, it says, and the Philistines envied him. Now, instead of you sitting at a wedding and envying the bride, instead of you sitting there and criticizing somebody's church or criticizing a man of God because you feel he has an aeroplane or you feel that he has a car, people will rather envy you.
Amen.
May you be the envied rather than the one who envies. Receive it in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, how does Isaac's life affect us? What is the connection between somebody so far gone as Isaac? What is the connection with Isaac, between Isaac and us? Galatians chapter 4. Galatians chapter 4. Galatians chapter 4. There are two nice verses in Galatians chapter 4, 18 and 28. I don't know if I've told you before. Try to underline those two, 18 and 28. 18 is be zealously affected. It's good to be zealously affected always in a good thing. Not only when I'm present. That's the song Ida was singing. Ida sings scripture. Verse 28. Now we brethren, as Isaac was. You know, the guy I was just talking about, and he waxed, and the man waxed great, went forward, and grew until he became very great, is this man, Isaac. He says, and now, brethren, we, brethren, as Isaac was, are the children of promise. So, we are as Isaac was. We are just like Isaac. So whatever applied to Isaac is applying to you today in Jesus' name. Now, I don't need to personally see you and prophesy to you for you to believe these prophecies. Believe them, because you know when you grow up in life, sometimes we hear so many negative things. How many have heard some negative things? You know? If you enter a relationship too early and you break up, you hear negative things also from that side. And if you have one or two breakups, you always remember the breakups. Sometimes it's good for you to break up so that you have some good lesson to help you in future. Not to misbehave when you are married to somebody who cannot break up from you. Because some people really, they should break up, but because they are married, it's like they are stuck in the mud. They are stuck to you. Colossians chapter 3. How to make the prophecies come true. And I'm going to give you number 1, number 2, number 3, number 4. You know, it depends on the time we have. I'll give you master keys to making these prophecies come to pass. Colossians chapter 3, verse 1. If you are risen with Christ, seek things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. So, are you risen with Christ?
Yes.
Okay, then now he's telling us what to do if you are going to be so great as to be risen with Christ. And let us jump all the way to verse 12. Verse 10. Now, put on the new man. All right? Put on the new man. In other words, put on the new man which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. Now, I just want to say something, that your natural self, unimproved physically, is not so nice. Now, hair has become something like a hat or a cap that people buy and just throw over their heads when they are going out. You can check the nearest sister. You'll be surprised that she looks beautiful because she has improved herself. She's not natural just as she came, or just as a natural hair. And by the way, I want a brother with a longer hair. Kobe G? No, not even you. Let's say Kobe, yeah. Now, stand right here. This is not... Yes. Now, this is Kobe. Right? All the girls in this room, this is how their hair is. In real life. Yes. All of them. This is how their hair is. Yes. You may not like what I'm saying, but I don't really care. All the girls, this is how their hair is. Thomas, also come. Your hair is also long. Now, even he has even... No, you've done something to your... Go and sit down. Curtis, come. Curtis's hair. All ladies, just look, but don't turn your head. Look at the lady sitting by you. Don't just look with your eye. Don't look at her. This is how they all are. Huh? Not that you start. That is how your hair is. It's not that you start in life. When you start life, that's how you are born. And it grows into this, whatever we are seeing. They are challenging what I'm saying. Who are those challenging what I'm saying? No, I want them to own up, otherwise I won't preach. Who are those challenging me? Esther Rich. Come here, come. Come here. Give me some water. Is somebody... Are you saying that... Sit down, brothers and sisters. Are you saying that you were born with this hair?
No, please.
Then why are you challenging my preaching? Fire the young lady. Okay. Sit down. You think because of Sunday we cannot pound you? We all are like this. Esther Rich is just like... Come back. Come back. Stand here. Yeah. Don't believe it. No, she'll not remove it. I just believe. Don't have to see. Blessed are those who have not seen but believe. Now, the point that I'm trying to make is that the Bible says, put on the new man. If you come as you are, it's not the best. I'm telling you, you are not nice. You see, you are not nice as you are. And you have to believe it. Like, people don't believe it. That you can hardly find a girl, even tomboys, will be advised, put on earrings, put on... And you look at the hair, it has covered one eye. Look, you know, it's not like she has two eyes, but she has covered one eye with half of the hair. Hey, yeah, fantastic, hey. So what I'm saying is that this is your physical body, your personality, your character, your behavior, your manners, everything about you is like this. If it comes raw, without improvements, intentional improvements, you are not nice to be with. Yes. I'm telling you. And but the physical, they do it. Go and sit down. No, listen. Go. Sit down, everybody. None of the ladies' breasts you are seeing here are there. That is not where they are. You see, I don't want to embarrass anybody. That is not where they are. All these are artificially adjusted things. Okay. All right. Shh. How many are going to put on a new character? Yeah. And when you do not, you know, why should you put on a new man? Because the old man is in verse 8. Put off. Put off. Take off the old hair. Put on a new hair. Put off these things. Naturally. Someone said, I need anger management. You don't need anger management. You need Christianity. You know, I found as a medical, I thank God I'm a doctor, because I see things, and I realize that what we have a name for, medical science has a name for. Like when we say counseling, the medical doctors or psychiatrists, they say psychotherapy, but it's counseling. Psychotherapy, but it's counseling. We are just counseling. We have words for everything. Yeah. When you talk about depression and sadness and so on, the medical science has chemical names of drugs to treat things that they mention, they describe. But in the church, if you follow the counseling, it can be healed. But you see, you may want to see the word doctor and see somebody in a white coat before you believe. But he said, put off anger. Look at it. Wrath, malice, wickedness, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. We are born with these things. The next one, lie not. See that you have put off the old man with his deeds. So your life is a certain way. And if you do not put it on. And I'm saying this, you know, especially sisters. Listen carefully to this, because the invisible sins are more to do with girls You know, the boys have more with the visible sins. Obvious, you can see. So, even when marriages break up, they usually say, oh, he's having an affair with this woman. This is the main thing that you hear. But the invisible ones and what happens in the house and how people behave, which you can't easily describe sometimes, those ones are not mentioned. You see? But it makes you, it's even more terrible. Oh, yes. You would prefer to marry a fornicator than a proud person. Yes, you would prefer it than a proud person. You prefer a fornicator if you have the two to choose. I hope you never have to make such a choice. I hope you never have such a decision to make. But you'll be surprised that you may end up choosing, give me the humble one. Yeah. Yes. I know a man, he was married to two wives and he divorced the two. But the two came back. They were both knocking at his door. We want to come back. And he was considering. So I asked him which of the two. One was a drunkard and taking drugs, and the other one was proud. He said, I prefer the drunkard. He told me. He said, I prefer the drunkard. He says, far nicer to be with the drunkard than the proud one. He said, she's always challenging me, fighting me. I prefer this one. At least when she's off the drink and she's nicer. So these hidden sins, you don't know the effect that it has. So the Bible is saying, put off and put on. So if you come just as you are, normal with your malice, your blasphemy, your filthy communication, your lies, your everything, you are not nice to be with. And it's not going to get you anywhere. Now, how to make the prophecies come true? All the great things. Step number one. Verse 11 of Colossians. Accept people as Christians not by their tribe or their country or their color. And the prophecies will come to pass in your life. Accept people in Christ. Accept people and relate with people through Christ and not by color, by nationality, by tribe. You'll be making a big mistake. Look at it. He says, in Christ, put on the new man, which is renewed, where there is neither Greek nor Jew. Okay? Circumcision nor uncircumcision. So in Christ, we don't accept people because they are Greeks or Jews, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian or Scythian. Now, we usually call, when somebody is really bad behaved, we say he's barbaric. But actually, the Scythians were the most barbaric people ever. The Scythians, they were more barbaric than barbarians. All right? And then, neither bond nor free. People are slaves, not slaves, but Christ is all and in all. Now, your greatness will be greatly reduced the more tribalistic you are. Yes. More tribalistic or nationalistic you are, the less great you'll be. And prophecies, a lot of prophecies will not come to pass. And the more you judge people by whether they are bond or free, the lower you go in life. The prophecies don't come to pass. Because, you see, your wife may be from a tribe that this has a good character for you. Your husband may have come from a certain tribe. That's the best person for you. that because to you, you see people in those groups. Now, I wouldn't advise people to marry from a tribe or a group or a country where your parents are against it, because you then again don't have your parents' blessing, which is another force to fight. But outside that, you have to learn how to relate with people just by you are a person. If you don't do that, you are going to lose a huge portion of your blessings. Your greatness comes from the number of people you are able to relate with. And there are some pastors who realize that. I know somebody, he's an Ewe pastor. And because Ewes are quite conscious of their relation, they help themselves a lot and so on. Mostly Ewes were coming to his church. And in fact, overwhelming him. Now, if your church has only Ewes, you may find that you may not be able to grow to a certain point. So he started to fight that thing. Yeah. To bring a tree person to do announcements, bring another tribe to be an assistant. I mean, because he could see that his ministry was going to reduce because of that thing. So, you see, there are so many nationalities here. It's even one of the unique wonders of the ministry. If you take it away, you've taken away something. Yes. We are not only in Ghana. We are in so many nations and so many places doing so many things. At the same time, you may not know. You've never been anywhere, so you don't know what is going on. You get what I'm saying? Yesterday, somebody was on board a flight on Emirates flying to Seychelles Island and sent me a message. Thank you for planting churches everywhere. As I am going to do work, I think Barclays Bank or whatever, I don't know which bank, one of the banks, in Seychelles Island. The pastors, the Lighthouse pastors, I don't know maybe what the name of the church is now, but Lighthouse pastors are there, they are waiting, they are going to go to church, they are waiting for them there. Seychelles Island. You may not know where you may be one day, and where you may be, you know, to do anything. Yeah. So, once you start differentiating and coming up with all kinds of things, you know, many have cast, like my color, are mistreated in secondary schools and where people have power over them. They are treated, they said, I'm one. So I've experienced it all my life. Now people know me, so they even show me respect. But it's because they know me. But naturally, that is not how they behave. You know? So if you were to cast me out of your life because I'm half caste, you wouldn't have your pastor. And you wouldn't have had President Rawlings, who has ruled us for 20 years. Because you've just differentiated and said, no, you are not, you don't have my color. Red. All right? You miss a lot of things. All right? So many of us don't know how to relate with foreigners. And you don't know how. And the Bible teaches us how to relate with them. Must never let somebody who is a foreigner feel that he's not part of you. He's part of you. Your greatness comes from that. I can point out to many international people. They are not from Ghana. Yes. All over the world. Anywhere I land, almost every country now, I land, I have people. People from that country. Not Ghanaians even. Yeah, they are all my children. So, greatness is connected with that. Even Ghana, if we could open our hearts to accept certain people from other countries to come and do certain things in the country, you know, Ghana would go forward. Yes. One time, you know, I belonged to a certain club in Ghana, which has been completely run down. Run down. And it was completely, it was established years ago in Ghana. A nice place. And it was completely run down. I'm sure it will be about 80 years old or 100 years old. I don't know how old it is. So some foreign company came and said they were interested in running the place. So I was not there. I normally don't participate in all their things. Then somebody called me, and they never called me. Somebody called me and said, please come and vote. If today is black versus white, let us bring the white people, let us drive the white people out. It's black versus white. Come and let's make sure these people go away. Jew and Greek. And you keep going down. And you should see how the place went down, down, down. There are many things that were started by white people in Ghana. But by you kicking them out just because of their color or whatever, it just goes down. So try, because you'll be surprised. Somebody from another place may be very important to your life. Yeah. If you take somebody like Bishop Moses Sono, he was my first international friend. First. For so many years. Ever was a brother that would invite me, I would invite him, I would go to his church. And so, even in Ghana, people don't even invite me. So that they invite, maybe they invite me, I'm not able to go much. But internationally, I have so many friends. Yeah. You don't have international friends. Even locally, you don't have. But you will have many friends in Jesus' name. Yeah. One time I was flying to Australia, and my flight was stopping in Malaysia. So I have a family in Malaysia, spiritual family. And I don't know how I told them. I just don't know. I'm passing through for some hours. They came to meet me at the airport. You know, there was such a deal, it was such a long thing. Brought me to one of the poshest hotels I've ever seen. This is your room. Stay here. Refresh. For how many, whatever, long, we paid for you. And so on your way, can you pray over our land? Malaysian brothers. I know all of them by name. Yeah. Even the assistant pastors. So you cut off from your life your greatness when you see a foreigner, you start speaking tree. Or say, you start. Then the person is standing there, he knows immediately that you are talking about him. You see, when you speak in a language where a person there doesn't understand, it is rude if you don't know, it is out of order. It is what? It's out of order. And you are what? And the person who is doing that is what? Is a bushman. Unless you need to pass some information quietly about something very critical. But as you keep talking, you keep changing, the person knows. Because there are some places, if the person is standing and he says, you'll be afraid. You start to run away. The prophecy will be fulfilled in your life. Amen. I prophesy international relations, friendships. No, you are saying amen too early. You are not hearing what is happening. The amen is too fast. So you have missed that one. All right. Number 2. mercies. Kindness and mercy is a master key to greatness. Kindness and mercy. I'm showing you how to make the prophecies come true. Verse 12. Put on therefore as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels. That means a lot of bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness and long suffering. But let's stay with just the key, the master key of mercies and kindness. Right? Your greatness is connected directly to the mercifulness in your life. Yeah. The greatness of your marriage is connected to the mercies you have. Yeah. The mercies you have. The greatness of your marriage is directly connected to the mercies and the kindness that you have. Yeah. You see, because the person you are going to marry is deficient. Nobody knows what marriage would have really been like, because we married after the fall. So we were falling when we got into marriage. You get what I'm saying? And we have no record of how Adam and Eve were living before. Pre-fall is Genesis 2. Fall is 3. They got married in Genesis chapter 2 and fell in chapter 3. And the record of their life is only from 3 onwards. So we don't know how it was like marriage was like before the fall. So the person you've married is fallen. You can marry somebody who will never give you 15 CDs. And he will feel that he's a very good husband. If you ask him, he will tell you how responsible he is. It does not occur to him. You can marry somebody who will not be faithful to you and say that, oh, but it's just once, it's just twice, it's just 3 times. I know some of my friends, they have about 40 different whatever, but mine is just 4 or 5. All right? Kindness. The people you are kind to will be the greatest committed people in your life. I have many people around me, you may not know. There are many people who themselves feel that they owe me their lives. Yes. And people that you've been kind to in this world, rise up to be your greatest whatever in this life. When the president is choosing people, you know, people are always trying to put pressure on people to choose people. Me in the church, you can never choose somebody from you. Never, never. You can't choose it. Let this person choose. This one is good. You can never do it for me. I will never accept it. I should let this person. I should do this one. You must have a balance. There you have only gas. You must have some fantasy. Nonsense. Clear off with your tribalism. If you make me a president, and I don't want to be a president, it's lower than the job that I'm doing. If you make me a president, I know who will be my minister of finance, minister of agric, minister of defense, minister of... I have all already. I have all of them. Who do you think I will? Who do you think I will? Do you think I will go and find somebody who is working the army? No! And the unofficial people, they are the most powerful. Those with official posts, they are not powerful. Unofficially appointed people, you will be there. Yeah. You will be there in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Never lose the opportunity to show kindness and be merciful. That means as if it has not happened. As if it has not happened. It makes the prophecies. Why? You too, it will happen. And you also need people to say, we can't see. Are you with me? Yeah. So greatness in your life is connected. I'm showing you master keys. Now, because you see, there are some examples I can't give. Do you want me to get up and give an example? Okay, this is Jeff. Last time he did this and this and that, and I forgave him and nobody knows. No, I will not do that. I'm preaching. How can I start mentioning names and saying this and that? Oh. But when somebody comes under your power, and you should see people how they behave when you fall in their power for a short time. Hi. Yeah. From two boy, and you are a terrorist over a from one boy. You know, there are people in the church, when they come and they see their schoolmate, their heart misses a beat. Even me, I remember those who were wicked to me. After I can mention their name. I don't know anybody, but those people, I mentioned their name. I remember their name. And I will not say anything further about other feelings that I have. So be kind and be merciful. And when you see that you are now a man is powerful, that's why a king is supposed to be kind. Before you have authority, you are supposed to be kind. God will not give you big authority unless you are full of love. You will bomb out too many people. Yeah. To have power and greatness, you must have mercy and love. So I am teaching you to be merciful and to be kind. Sometimes you have power over only one person. And it's not easy for that person. The kingdom of one. One man kingdom. Maybe your husband is your main. What do you call it? When somebody's in your kingdom, subject of your house and of your world. And you rule. Or maybe your wife is the one in your kingdom, your domain, and you are like more than Alexander the Great or Stalin. So you must be a man of mercies and kindness. Yeah. Somebody like Stalin caused the deaths of about 50 million people, more than 50 million people in his past. He had lists. He used to have lists and personally write all these names should be executed. Kill all. He wiped out the top command of the whole army. He killed all the generals, all the colonels, everybody. So when Germany attacked, they didn't have high ranking officers. He had executed everyone. Because he came into power. Yeah. So when you have power, you must know how to use it. And everybody will have a little power somewhere. And when somebody asks mercy, have mercy. Remember today's preaching. That is a key to being great. Showing mercy. I don't want to give some examples today because people are recording too many things. And the next one is humbleness of mind, meekness. That is the next third master key to making the prophecy of your greatness. Humbleness of mind, meekness, long suffering. Decide to be a humble person or a nobody. Revelations of humility and revelations of pride. Humbleness of mind. Meekness. Meekness is actually a manifestation of humility. It's not even a word that is used much. But Bible says Moses was the meekest man on the earth. The lack of meekness in you is the lack of seeing what is wrong with you. Do you see? Yeah. Like we can have a discussion with you for 2 hours. You still don't see. You don't see the point. Eh? And that's what we meet when you marry. You know, I'm talking to you because I'm trying to prepare you to be the best. Your marriage, like your marriage will be like a continuous honeymoon. Yeah. Can you believe that it could be? No, but you see, some of the young people already, the kind of problems that we are counseling, you would think that you are not in this church. So take what I'm saying seriously. There are people who say, the people, are they listening to what Bishop is saying? Humbleness of mind, meekness, to be able to see and not to have a meeting that lasts for more than 3 minutes. But when you are not able to see at all. You see, I don't want to turn my preaching into psychiatry. But when you can't see, you see, the Bible calls it stubbornness. And the Bible says stubbornness is like witchcraft. Now, when you can't see, when they talk to you, you don't see. What does it mean? Stubbornness, and the stubbornness, inflexibility, which are all dangerous symptoms. What is a delusion? A delusion is a belief that you hold in spite of contrary evidence. This is psychiatry. I'm going into schizophrenia. Yes, schizophrenia, madness. You are being told A and you still don't see. No, no, no. There must be a place where when you are told you are wrong, that's the end. So no, no, but let me explain. No, that you don't understand, Bishop. You see, that's not what I'm saying. That you and we'll go on and on and on and on and on. You'll never be happy and the prophecy will never come to pass. Yeah. Delusions. Mindset that cannot be broken, you cannot enter your coconut and minister to you. There must be a place where you are soft. Yes, it's good to have beliefs, but Charlie, there's a place where God is saying, throw it off and become a great person. Why not? Why not be a great person? This is how it is to do. Put off those disastrous characteristics. Where are the boys? The two guys who came. Yes, come. And come. Come. Stand here. Yeah, up here. And wow. Supposing that these are girls. I mean, they are all wearing white and jeans. Supposing that they are girls. I mean, they are not so nice because they've kept on the old. How you came, you see, a sinner, natural characteristics. But she has tried to put, look at the hair that is covering one eye. Nails? Show us the nails. Look at the nails. Look at the guy's nails. Look at the guy's nails. Natural. Beautiful. So this is the humbleness. It says put on the humbleness. The mercies. You improve. You are a nicer person to have and to experience. Rather than coming just as you are. It will make you great. Great. It will make you great. Everything about you will be great. Yeah. Prophecies will be fulfilled. Yeah. You know, when I met Cadella, she didn't know her father. She didn't know her father. I don't know if she has ever seen her father before. And she had all kinds of delusions. So one day I told her, I said, listen to me, look into my eyes, I'm talking to you. Look into my eyes, I am speaking to you. Hear what I'm saying. I'm speaking to you as your father. and I had to speak to her. If she had not changed her mind, she will not be having whatever it is. We wouldn't have even that. Today marks the end of stubbornness and delusions and inflexibility in your life. Yes. How can it be that there is, you see, there must be a voice that when you hear, that's the end. I was once talking to Archbishop Duncan Williams, and I was asking him about a certain crisis he had experienced. So I said, what about if Ida Hoxha was here? He said, oh, if he was here, that would have been the end of his problems. He said, so I asked, what would he have said? He said he would have said to me, wait till I tell you. And that would have been the end of, he said he would have waited up till today. So you see, everybody has to have something that makes you bow and yield. So if there is nobody, so my husband has said, why I can't do so, but he's told me that I said that, and my wife has said, so, but there should be a place when you come to, you just koto. Is it correct word? Yes. Yeah. You just cease fire. Yes. We don't want girls looking like boys. Don't you prefer this artificial hair? I mean, we know it's artificial, but we prefer it. Honestly. We know that it's all fake, but at least it looks good. But we prefer the fake. It looks and feels better. Yes. It's a better experience for us. When we see them like this, it's a better experience. With one eye covered and all that. No, because there's no need for one eye to be covered, but it's a style. It's like it's a style. Because, see, the eye could have been left on this side, but she has started to cover one. I said, like, it's like the hair is so flexible that it has flown over the eye. Hey, Mali. Okay, go sit down. The next master key to doing well is forbearing one another. Forbearing. Now, forbearing is a word we don't often use, but it means to put up with. Now, not everybody is going to do what you want. Some people are so melancholic. You know, one lady, one brother was complaining, said, when I come home and I open the door, my wife follows me with a broom. As I'm walking there, she sweeps behind my... You see, if you do that, you can't easily marry. You have... There are some people, they say, I need some me time. Me time. You have been watching too many films. That is why you need me time. Okay? You're watching too many films. That's why you say you need me time. In Ghana, you need me time. You must learn to put up with others. If you don't learn to put up with others, you can't be great. Do you think our president believes in all the things that everybody is doing? No. Even in his own party. You see how they criticize him before he won. But he puts up with all of it. He could have left the party and said, hey, you people, you are somewhere. He would have left the party. You see, it's good that he put up with them. Yeah. I mean, they say he cannot win. He's not a winning ticket. He has lost 2 elections, this and that and that. He put up with all that. Many negative comments. But you see, if you don't learn to put up with, not strike out. Do you get it? Put up with. You will never be fulfilled the prophecies of your life. Amen.
Yes.
Key number, how many keys have I given you? Key number 5, forgiving.
Wow.
If any man have a quarrel, you see, I like the word he's using, a quarrel against any. Huh? Even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. So quarreling must end through the power of God. Anybody who is sitting here quarreling, you are without your wig. You are without your painted nails, and you are without your perfume, and you are smelling bad. How many know that girls smell as bad as boys when they are sweating and they are dirty? If not more smelly. And they know themselves. Oh, now they're beautiful, but Charlie is smelling. Tell somebody, I'm forgiving. I'm letting it go. I've forgiven a lot of people. I keep forgiving. Yeah. A government came and broke down our walls in Koligon. I forgive them. I have to forgive them. They broke down the church, broke down the walls. And when you see them out, when they're out of power, say, really? What happened? As if they don't know what you are talking about. Really? So when was this?
I say, can soldiers come and break this wall down if you don't know?
And they all behave as if they don't know what is going on. When they are in power, somebody said, a friend in power is a friend lost. When he comes into power, you lose him. When he comes out of power, you start answering your texts. But when he's in power, as if he doesn't know you. Yeah, fantastic. Forgive them. I say forgive them. How many are going to forgive? Now, some of you are too young to be bearing grudges. Now, if you are bearing grudge at this age, I don't know how the future is going to be like. Fantastic. Now, the next master key. How many master keys do you have? 5. Number 6. And when we get to 7, we are done. Let the peace of God rule in your heart, to the which you are also called. Now, this is a master key for your divine guidance on what to do. What shall I do? Shall I marry this girl? Shall I go forward with this decision? Let the peace of God rule. So you see, in mature Christians, they sometimes use this phrase. They say, I have peace about this. I have the peace of God about this. You must learn to let the peace of God rule. Now that word rule means umpire. Let the peace of God be the umpire or the referee. Where you don't feel peace. And when I say peace, I don't mean fullness of banku or fufu. I mean a type of peace that is not associated with food. And that's why you must be prayerful. And the more you pray about something and you don't feel at ease about it, I don't have my peace, don't go for it. She may be beautiful, but you don't have your peace. Leave it. And learn how to recognize that you are not at peace. Learn how to recognize, I'm no more at peace about this thing. All through life, you need to be taking decisions. You need to be taking decisions throughout your life. Do you feel at peace about this? Do you feel at peace about this? Let the peace of God rule in your heart. And let that peace guide you And I'm sure if you are in this church for some time, you will not just be following your eyes and just saying, oh, Charlie, she's fresh. She's exciting. She's beautiful. Let the peace of God rule. Let the peace of God rule. Isaiah 48 verse 17. Look at it. Isaiah 48 verse 17. Put it up. Thus says the Lord. I am the Lord thy God which teacheth thee to profit. God teaches us to profit. When God is teaching you, you will profit. And your life will be profitable. I lead you by the way you should go. And he's telling you how he wants to lead you. Let peace rule in your heart. Now verse 18. He's lamenting because they didn't listen. He said, oh, that thou hast hearkened to my commandments. If you had listened to my commandments, then your peace would have been like a river and your righteousness like the waves of the sea. And continue the scripture. And your seed would have been as the sand. Your seed would have been as the sand. And the offspring of thy bowels like the gravel thereof. And his name would not have been cut off. All that you had hearkened, then your peace would have been like a river. So you're going to have more peace in your life. But the peace you have in the future comes from the peace you allow to rule you. Well, now, let me ask, why is it that you don't have peace when you are doing the wrong thing in your heart? Because the Holy Spirit is in you. And the Holy Spirit is speaking to you. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. So that no, no, no of the Holy Spirit is what disturbs you in, and when we say your spirit, it's like the deeper part of your mind. That's the Spirit of God leading you. And you need it. So that you're going to do a course, you're going to do a job, you're going to a country, you're going to a place. You don't have a rest in your spirit about it. Let the peace of God. Nobody can do this for you. You're going to say, oh, Bishop, should I go? Should I not go? I ask, am I God? How can I know? If I know everything, I'll tell you what I know. But I'm not God. I am also sharing with you what I know. If I know, I'll tell you. Oh, yes. If I know, I'll tell you. I know how many people I've said things to. But it's not everything that we know. Let's not pretend. Let's not pretend to be magicians. I'm not a magician. I'm just a minister of the gospel. I don't know everything. I don't know what is right about every situation. I can give my advice. I can give my opinion. I can give a prophetic word. But you must learn to let the peace of God rule in your heart. It's a master key to profiting and being successful. You must find your way to the prayer gardens. 100% answered prayer gardens. And learn to be there for 3 days. And learn to be there for a day. Learn to be quiet. Derek Prince said he finds God speaks to him more when he's rested. And I also find the same. If I go somewhere to pray, it will take me a day or 2 days before I become calm. Because there's too much activity. You know, you are not even conscious of what the Spirit is saying because you are conscious of what is happening in the world. So the Spirit rules in your life and peace begins to dominate you. Verse 16. Finally, let the word of God dwell in you richly. Richly. You see, many of us have the word of God, but it's not rich. It's not rich, but it's going to be rich from today. It's going to be rich from today. Richly. You see, when I preach to you, sometimes you are listening. When I'm listening to preach, sometimes I can park my car and check a scripture. Most of the time when I'm listening to messages, I check this. Like, I want to see, is it what it is? Because that's when it even locks down in my soul. Because I know this scripture is what they are teaching. Let the word of God dwell in you richly. And that's why I'm preaching the word of God. If what I'm saying is not based on the word, What am I preaching to you? I'm preaching to you Colossians 3. I started from verse 9. I'm on verse 16. The word of God, fully. The word, more sure word of prophecy. And let it dwell. Dwell, rest in you richly. In all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. You see, it is, you teach through songs. If you notice, if you listen to either songs, you will learn a lot. If you just listen to the song without preaching, you will learn a lot. Because the songs are teaching you, look at it, teaching and admonishing you in psalms, in hymns. So teaching and admonishing you in songs. So the songs teach you. If you listen, when it says, propose to me, oh brother, if you listen carefully, you see that it's advising both sides. It's advising brothers who have no intention of proposing that all the signs that you are interested have been seen. So, don't let us say you are not interested, because the things are so loud that they are now singing to you, Charlie, propose to me. It's a message. If that was not your intention, then stop it. Because the girl has noticed all your texts, all your WhatsApps. She noticed the way you look at her. And the twinkle in your eyes. She has even seen your eyes twinkling. And you say you are not interested in her. So the word of God dwells in you richly, even through songs. Yes. Teaching. Honey, honey. When Ida sings honey, honey, she's singing from Psalm 119, verse 97 to 100. It's the scripture only. She sings the whole psalm. There's no other word except the psalm. You can check it out. Oh, how I love thy law. It is my meditation.
All the day long, through thy commandments, thou hast made me wise, wiser than my enemies. All my enemies, how sweet are your words, sweeter than honey to my mouth. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the ancient, because I keep thy precepts. How sweet are your words than honey to my mouth. I have refrained my feet from every evil way, that I might keep thy word, O Lord. I've not departed from thy judgments, for thou hast taught me. How sweet are your words, sweeter than honey to my mouth.
Exactly. Yeah, it's a scripture that is singing. He's singing the Bible to you. Word for word. Yeah. And when Vivaldi sings Lazarus.
Havia Américo. Vivia na terra.
She's singing in Portuguese.
E tinha todas riquezas do mundo, prazeres do mundo, vestia roupas caras.
That one is what?
Wearing purple.
He's wearing purple.
E havia pobre.
There was a poor man.
Vivia na terra. Seu nome era Lázaro.
His
e tinha feridas. Os cachorros lambiam suas feridas todos dias.
He was doing what?
Dogs came and licked his sores.
Dogs came and licked his sores.
Lázaro morre.
Lazarus died.
E anjos levaram-lhe para o seio de Abraão.
He was carried to Abraham's
bosom. E Américo morreu, mas foi para inferno.
The rich man
went to hell.
Went to hell. Inferno. Inferno is hell. Wow. So, the word of God dwells in you richly. Everything that happens, the word. Ask yourself the word. Me, if you ask me for advice, my mind goes quick. Where? What? Where? What? If you ask me for advice, where? What is coming? Where? What? What? Yes. What? What's the right thing? All through my life, the word of God has been my biggest counselor. Who do you think advises me? Few people advise me in my life. Few. I always look to the word. What does the Bible say? Yeah. This couple of days ago, I went to visit the wife of the widow of the soldier who was killed. When she saw me, she has not cried. When she saw me, she started to cry. And when I was going to, she wanted to see me. She came. So what do you think I would tell her? You understand my question? Yes. The word of God. At the funeral, what do you think I can say? Always the word. The word is the word. So brothers and sisters, let the word of God dwell in you richly. It's a master key. Don't listen, believe it more than Bill Gates, Steve Jobs, or any wise sayings you hear anywhere. The word of God is the word of God. It's very good for marriage, for life, for prosperity, for everything. Word of God makes you rich. Yeah, that's why we are rich and prosperous. We don't owe anybody. At least we are zero. If we are at anything, we are at least at zero. Because the Bible says, owe no man. It's a curse to borrow and a blessing to lend. I don't need to read a business book. I can tell that to the government for free of charge. Yeah. Free of charge. Free of charge. Free. It's a curse. It's a, you shall be blessed. You shall lend. You shall not borrow. Ah. Blessing. That's going to be your portion. Amen. What are your 7 master keys to the fulfillment of prophecy that you have today? Number 1. Accept people as Christians, not by tribe, nationality, or color. Number 2, mercies and kindness. This week, I went to see somebody. I told him, after talking for a long time, I said, okay, I am asking you for mercy. That's what I said. Okay, I need mercy from you. Show mercy. And I will never forget his lack of mercy. And it will show up in his life. Yes. Number 3, humbleness of mind and meekness. Humbleness. And what's the revelation of humbleness? Short meetings, short discussions. Anyone who warrants repeated meetings, I tell you, there's something proud about you. Too proud. So, someone had to talk about to show him that he had disobeyed. It was too long. David, when they told him, he said, "Israel, I'm the one I've seen." Number 4. Forbear, put up with one other groups and other types of people. Amen. Number 5. Forgiving one another. How many are going to be forgiving? Wow. As if it never happened. You relate with people. Well, I relate with people as if it never. People think I have things in my heart. No, I can't be here if I'm keeping things in my heart. You know, a pastor advised me many years ago. He said, always try to have a pure heart, free of conflict. And it's very important. In fact, one day I was having some conflict with somebody who works for me, and The way I became upset, I said, I will not talk to this person again about his work. And that was the end. I will never speak to the person about the work again. Because I didn't like the feeling that was coming. I don't want it. I don't need it in my life. Yeah. If you are bringing that, I don't want to talk about that. And I won't. I see him, I don't say anything. I won't say anything again. But it can't be with me. Number six. Let the peace of God rule or guide you. How many are going to let the peace of God rule you and guide you in your life? Beautiful. Yes. How many will remember this when you are taking decisions, when you are making moves? And number seven, let the word of God dwell in you richly. And the only way it can dwell in you richly is if you allow casual ways of the word of God coming into you. Podcasts, radio, music, different things, and checking the scriptures. When you do that, these are how the thing comes, as if you are joking, but it's entering you. Your jokes are about scriptures. You're always referring to scriptures as the reason and the basis for what you are doing. And surely, every prophecy and prediction about your greatness will come to pass. Lift your hands. Father, thank you for the blessing today. The blessing of the more sure word of prophecy. I know that it has come to pass fantastically, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let everyone under the sound of my voice be mightily healed and blessed. Every negative word that has been spoken over anyone, I cancel it today in Jesus' name. And I declare that your wonderful word, your wonderful prediction and prophecy surely comes to pass from this day. In the name of Jesus, I pray. As every head is bowed and every eye closed, if you are here today, want to give your life to God, to Jesus. Pastor, pray with me. I want to give my life to Jesus Christ. If you are here like that, maybe somebody invited you. We want to give your life to God, to Jesus today. Lift your right hand. I want to pray with you. God bless you. Lift it up high. I see all your hands. Maybe you are here today, but you want to be born again. You want to give your life to Jesus, to be saved, to be born again. You want a major change to come into your life. Then I want to pray with you before I take my seat. We are closing the service. But what is this? A chance for you to be saved. And I'm going to pray with you for this great opportunity to give your life to God and be changed. Your hand must be up if you want to join them. God bless you. I see all your hands. If your hand is lifted up, come now quickly. 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 Quickly.
Your life today. Come on to Jesus.
Let us pray. Say this prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus, please forgive me for my sins. I'm sorry for my sins. Have mercy upon me. Say, have mercy upon me. Lord Jesus, I repent from my wicked ways. Cleanse me. Forgive me. Wash me with the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for saving me today. In Jesus' name. Please write my name in the book of life. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. I want to give you one of my books very quickly. As soon as we close, all right, I want you to come to this side where the choir is standing, and I'm going to pray with you. Somebody's going to come. I will not come, but a pastor is going to come there to pray with you today. Amen. So as soon as we close, all those who are giving you the book is your ticket. There are two people here don't have books. Here. This lady also doesn't have. Okay, you have this. This is your ticket to the meeting. Will you come with your ticket? As soon as we close, come to this side. Your life will never be the same. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Congregation, it's time for the cup of blessing. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 16. The cup of blessing which we bless. Now, a blessing is coming over your life from today. In Jesus' name.
gates. This is my body, which is broken for you. Drink, this is my blood, which is poured out for you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life. Mm. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. The cup of blessing which we bless,
cup of blessing,
it is the communion of the blood of Christ. The bread which we break, it is the communion of the body of Christ.
The cup of blessing.
Oh, this is the holy meal. It is the meal of God. It will sustain you. It will heal you. It will give you life. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. When I see the blood,
when I see the blood in your life,
I will pass over you. I will pass over you. Take, eat, this is my body, which was broken for you. Drink, this is my blood,
the cup of blessing,
which was poured out for you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. I will pass over you. When I see the blood, I will pass over you.
The cup of blessing. The cup of blessing.
The cup of blessing which we bless, it is the communion of the blood of Christ. The bread which we break, it is the communion of the body of Christ. Oh, this is the holy meal. It is the meal of God. It will sustain you. It will heal you. It will give you life. When I see the blood,
when I see the blood, Jesus,
I will pass over you.
Father, thank you as we take this, the holy meal, the body of the Savior. We declare this bread to be the body. And as we receive of this, let diverse diseases be banished. Diverse curses be neutralized. Diverse walls around us be broken. Let healing come to every life, every personality, every temperament, every character, every deficiency, through the body of Jesus and the blood of Jesus. Let the healing flow, the body of Jesus Christ.
When I see the blood, I will pass over you. When I see the blood, when I see the blood,
the blood,
I will pass over you.
The blood of the Son of God.
Yeah.
We receive Jesus.
The cup of blessing which we bless, it is the communion of the blood of Christ. Mm. The bread which we break, it is the communion of the body of Christ. Oh,
this is the holy meal. It is the meal of God.
Thank you.
It will sustain you. It will give you life.
We declare this to be the blood of Jesus. Whatever curse is working, whatever sickness is working, whatever demon power, demonic presence is in your life, as this blood comes into you, is banished from your life forever in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Your sins, your mistakes, which attract demons, your errors, which attract devils, are wiped out by the blood of Jesus Christ. Receive forgiveness, healing, life. By the cup of blessing, you are declared blessed. The cup of blessing ministers a blessing to your life. Receive the cup of blessing, the blood of Jesus. Lift your hands.
And I see the blood. I will pass over you.
Receive healing. I drive out devils. I command devils. Go, 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 go. Go out. Go out. Go out. In the name of Jesus.
I will pass over you.
Satan, I forbid you.
I will pass
Satan,
over
I bind you.
You.
Go, 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 go. Bats. Bad spirits. Monkey spirits. Dog spirits. Wicked spirits.
Pass over you.
In the name of Jesus. You are set free. You are declared free. In Jesus' name. Every head that is devised against you, every plan, every plot, every snare devised against your life, I cancel it in Jesus' name. Instead of going down, you are changing levels now. Receive a higher level in Jesus' name. Every monkey that is holding your dress, I cut it off from you in the name of Jesus. Every foul animal spirit, devil spirit, monkey spirit, dog spirit, I cast you out in the name of Jesus.
I will pass over you.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Satanic plots, lies against you, deceptions, plans to demote you, plans to destroy you, plans of strange women, wicked and unreasonable men, enemies of God, enemies of God's servants. I rebuke all of them now in the name of Jesus. You are set free from every type of captivity in Jesus' name. I set you free from pornography. I set you free from masturbation. I set you free from internet sex. I set you free from fornication, from adultery, from homosexuality. In the name of Jesus, when I see the blood, I will pass over every form of trap, wickedness, stealing, evil, pride. I banish it from your life today in Jesus' name. You are now empowered. You are now empowered to put on the new man and to be a new person in Jesus' name. Receive grace. Somebody listening. Listening. Receive divine grace. I hear a voice from heaven saying, help is being given to you now in Jesus' name. Help is being given to you now in Jesus' name. Help is being given to you now in the name of Jesus. Whatever man couldn't be able to help you, woman couldn't help you, personalities couldn't help you, receive help from above. Receive help from above. Receive help from above. I see an office. I said, I see an office. It is your new office. God has changed your position and lifted you to a place you never imagined. Receive that office now in Jesus' name. I see a desk and I see a chair. It is your desk and it is your chair. It is your room and it is your office. None can take it away from you. Receive help from above, supernaturally. Whoever is determined and destined to be your husband or your wife, I call him forth out of the darkness. I call her forth out of the mist, out of the hidden places. Come forth and appear now in the name of Jesus. A man is coming. He has gifts in his hand. Many things about him. He's a mysterious person. He's not your husband, no. But he's a mysterious person with many things that are important for you. I declare every door open for that man to appear in your life now in Jesus' name. Whoever is a Melchizedek, whoever is a king of Salem, carrying blessings, may he appear now in your life. May the blessing of the Lord come upon the servants of the Lord. You cannot go away from this place empty-handed. You will never be hungry ever in your life. You'll never be associated with poverty ever in your life. You'll never be called a poor man ever in your life. You'll never be without a car or a house ever in your life. You'll never be associated with wickedness and poverty and death in the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever shortens lives, whatever shortens destinies, whatever cuts off destinies, I curse it in your life today in Jesus' name. You are declared to be a special child of God. I command blessings. Hey, I command blessings from the cup of blessings upon your life. Whatever negative word has been spoken around you and about you and because of you, may the cup of blessing prevail over all those words in the name of Jesus. What you couldn't accomplish up until May, this year, from now, from June, you will accomplish it in Jesus' name. Whatever you couldn't accomplish in the first part of the year gone by, you couldn't lay your eyes on it, and you couldn't lay your hands on it. I command your hands to be blessed hands, and your eyes to be blessed eyes, to see what you haven't seen and hold what you have never held before in the name of Jesus Christ. You are promoted from economy class into first class. You are promoted from walking on dusty roads to riding in cars. You are promoted from riding old cars to riding new cars. You are promoted from renting houses to living in your own house. You are promoted from a bad area to a good area. In the name of Jesus Christ, any armed robber who has planned to come near you is cursed to die before the time in Jesus' name. We command death and curses and desolation upon the dwelling places of all armed robbers in Ghana in the name of Jesus. Lift your hands. Victory. The hand that is up means victory. The hand that is up means victory. The hand that is up means victory. Let the blessings of Jehovah, the blessings upon Isaac, the blessings of Joseph, the blessings of the deep, the blessings of the heavens, the blessings of the breast, and the blessings of the womb, let it be upon you from now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Receive your new room. There's a room. I don't know what type of room it is. You are receiving a new room. Receive your new room. Your new room. New levels are determined. I prophesy to all dead bones. I prophesy to impossible situations. I command you to come alive. I command you to come alive. Whatever is a Lazarus in your life, whatever is a dead thing in your life, by the thanksgiving to Jehovah, I command it to come alive now. All dead Lazaruses, come alive now in the name of Jesus. By the power of the Holy Ghost. Father, thank you. The prophecy you believe is the prophecy that will happen practically in your life. Whatever makes you filthy, whatever makes you unclean, whatever makes you dirty, I declare you purified today by the blood of the Lamb. You are declared pure and holy and beloved of the Lord in the mighty name of Jesus. You have a good name. I command a good name over your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Let it be so. And everybody give thanks to the Lord. All Lazarus, types of Lazaruses in your life, by this Thanksgiving prayer, are commanded to come forth alive from death, from darkness, from impossibility. They are commanded to come alive, and your blessing is secure in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Give the Lord thanks. You may be seated. Father, thank you for so many blessings in the cup of blessing that we have received today in Jesus' name. Now, I want to show you something. You know, I just hope I can show it to you. I want to show you something on the screen. Yeah. You know, there are many things that are spiritual. You may not know how spiritual they are. You know, medical doctors, I am one, have a reason for everything. Yes. Do you have it or not? You know, there are many spirits that are working. You may think that it's natural what you are experiencing, but they are spiritual. And I want to show you something on the screen. It's just a 1 minute video. When you see what I mean. You know, the spirit, Bible says, I saw three devils like frogs. Then another time he said, the devil, that old serpent is called a snake or the dragon. And then in Revelation, he said, outside are the dogs. Like in hell are dogs. They are all demons. So these are spirits that work. And they fight. They kill. They steal. They destroy. Occasionally, human beings get a chance to have a glimpse of what it is like. So I just want to show you that before we take our offering. And let me tell you, if you are experienced in life, one of the things you know is that it's very difficult to prosper. That is why it's not something I used to do before. But now I'm more conscious of the fact that, look, unless somebody has a blessing, look, you can do whatever you do, it you'll never be blessed. So that is why before I came here, I was very concerned about the communion, because I just wanted to pray for you and declare blessings on your life. Yes, even more than the preaching. It's true. So when they are ready, we'll do that. But as we get ready for the communion, for the offering, you know, that's another very spiritual thing. There is nothing naturally common sense about giving money. You can't say you don't need something. Am I right or wrong? I mean, there is nobody here, including myself, who can say he doesn't need anything. I mean, please. Everybody has what? A list. Are you with me?
Yes.
Yeah. But I want you to believe, just as you believe that seeking the kingdom of God first will lead to your blessing. When the people followed Jesus for 3 days, Jesus said, look, people that have followed, Matthew, I think 16, these people have followed me for 3 days. I can't let them go hungry. You know, it's so much the nature of God to not let you go hungry after you've been seeking him for so long. Okay. Kwesi, what do you think? I mean, it's the nature. Find it in Matthew. Have you got it ready? Yeah, put it up. Put the video on. This is a video of somebody who apparently was bitten by a dog.
A rare beast like you've never seen before. With the permission of the patient's father, he was bitten by a dog, plus or minus 2 weeks ago. He supposedly got all his rabies vaccines, but the patient started behaving this way today, foaming at the mouth, odd behavior, barking like a dog.
Look,
Malakia,
is he? Pause. This is just pause. You see, medical science called this rabies, but this is a dog spirit. I tell you, that has entered the boy to kill him. This is the last stage. Even you ask yourself, why would he be growling? If you listen to it, you see he's growling like a real dog. He's not in control of himself. You see, there are spirits that are animals. That's what the Bible calls unclean. Always in the Bible, unclean have to do with animals that you can't eat. All the animals you can't eat are called unclean. This is it. Play it.
Okay, sister. I don't know. I think I need to. What I'm going to do here, let's just prepare the anti-rabies, give him. Let's sedate him a bit. Just some diazepam and serenades.
Yeah.
And then we just check his vitals, make sure the sugar and the HB are correct. Okay. Yeah, okay.
Okay. Take it off. Stand up. You see, let me tell you, when somebody's penis enters your anus, you see that now you begin to have an abnormal desire. That's what happens. So you even wonder that what is the explanation of it? And this is a dog touching a person. And fornication is like that too. Bible says, has become the habitation of devils. All the things we are doing, they all contact certain films, certain things we come in contact. We see that spirits enter people's behavior, sometimes even anger and all kinds of things. But we have medical names for all. I'm a doctor. You can't say I'm not educated, man. You can't say that. You can say about somebody, but not me. 7 years, 1982, 1989, one of the best students, and still a doctor for almost 30 years. You can't say I'm not educated. I'm very experienced in practicing medicine. This is a demon to kill the guy. So I want to say, those of you who have amulets, charms, bring them, we will burn them. We burn it outside there. Don't joke with demons. Don't joke with homosexuality. Don't joke with certain things. And when we are praying, don't joke with the prayers. It's not just saying things. Joking with your life. Don't tamper. Your personality even changes. Yeah. Of course, he's not in control. He says, outside are dogs. Stand up. I want to pray with you just one more time. Look, if you want to go to a church that quick finishes very quickly, just find another place to go. Lift your hands. Pray against every contamination of your life with any foul spirit, any door that is open in your life to any demonic entrance. We bind it, we block it in the name of Jesus Christ. Shando sakaya bara malaba sandolo boka bara balaba.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. Mayo, 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 mayo. Hayo, 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 hayo. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. Lamo, 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 lamo. Mayo katalaba shumala baba. We bind devils, poverty spirit, demonic spirit, financial spirit. Of poverty, immorality spirits, fornication and other forms of perversions. In Jesus' name, proud spirits, wickedness spirit, evil spirit, juju spirit, in the name of Jesus, we block every access, every entrance to any power of darkness. We lift up a standard against it. We block with a firewall every attempt of infiltration and attack upon our lives by the blood of the Lamb, by the name of Jesus, by the blood of the Lamb. We overcome every form of wickedness, every type of devil, dog spirit, cow spirit, snake spirit, frog spirit, dragon spirit, angel, fallen angel spirit. We bind them in the name of Jesus. We cast out every power of the devil in the name of Jesus. We cast out half animal and half human spirit, half sea fish spirit, dragons, serpents, in Jesus' name. We come angry to depart. Every flying creature, every unclean bird, foul spirit, vultures and owls, leopard spirit, lion spirit, we bind you and we cast you out of our life. Every ferocious devil, go! 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 In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I light a fire now. I say, I light a fire now. Let the fire burn. Let the fire burn. And let every alien spirit, invading animal spirit, be cast out in the name of Jesus. Come out by the power of the name of Jesus. Anything that has entered you, snake spirit, dragon spirit, dog spirit, lion spirit, flying spirit, vultures and birds, and all creeping things, wicked spirits, half bull, half man spirit, false gods, antelopes, in the name of Jesus, come out! You are free. Lift your hand. You are free. By the blood of the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. Receive mercy from God. You shall not be inhabited by devils from today. In Jesus' name. Amen.
We believe you have been blessed by the preaching of God's word. For audio CDs, DVDs, books, and other resources by Dykewood Mills, please visit our website at www.dykewoodmills.org. God richly bless you.